Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing great today, too. Thanks for asking. And thank you all for tuning in. Today on the Voice of Yoga, we will talk about the oxymoron of the statement to grow old with grace, because with grace comes immortality. In this show, we will discuss the contradiction of the title, because to be in grace means spiritual identity, and spirit dispels the false sense of mortality. Listen as we explore how divine science reveals the truth of being. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And that's from 1 John 5:11. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and experience eternal life. Swami, let's talk more about the title of the show, Growing Old with Grace. Why did you think that we need to do a show about growing old?
Well, for me now, growing old with grace is, like we said, an oxymoron, because with grace, there is no time or space or even physical body. Grace is the subjective realization of only one divine life, and it's eternal and unchanging. So once we have achieved this understanding of ourselves that we are spirit, we are the reflection of the divine, we're the expression of an indestructible principle, we rise above the limits of our corporeal sense. And so the concept of growing old, what we call aging today, doesn't happen on a spirit level.
I know we had talked about in previous shows about time, and you just talked about corporeal sense, so time is of the corporeal sense, and this is what we need to get away from.
Right. Time and space are really what they call dualistic. They come out of a belief in two powers. When you read the Bible, you start with Genesis 1, and it is an account of what we would call now the divine creation. God makes everything, and everything is very good. Then you continue to read, and then there is this mist that falls upon the earth, and then there's this secondary creation. And so most of our religions have started their instruction from Genesis 2. And so we work from this secondary creation, this belief in two powers. As a result, we are ignorant of the truth of our being. So what we're learning with divine science is how to start with the truth of being, to work with the divine creation, and then to realize that what we're calling life is just our false sense of what's really here. And the more you start to work with this and demonstrate it as a law and as a principle, you start to see that it is definitely a practical guide for highly effective living.
Some people might challenge what you're saying and say that, well, let's talk about the New Testament when Jesus was born, and he was born a human and he grew older. I mean, he grew up. So how do we explain that in the model that we're talking about?
Well, I think the best way to do that is to start to understand the difference between Jesus and what they call the Christ, the Messiah. The Christ is the saving aspect of truth. It is the spirit within. It's the birth of the spirit within each individual. as opposed to a person that was born 2,000 years ago. And Jesus was just the embodiment of the Christ. And I think the biggest message of Jesus was the simple fact that he didn't die. He rose from the dead, so to speak. But that's something that we really have to start to understand that is possible with our understanding of the Christ.
Swami, I'm hoping that you can elaborate just a little bit more about what it means to be the Christ or Christed as opposed to Jesus the man.
Yeah, again, the Christ is the Messiah. The Christ is what makes this divine creation, this Word of God, intelligible to human consciousness. I think for the most part, the mind that we have accepted, what we're going to use to get us through this lifetime, which now called mortal mind and Paul called carnal mind, or is also referred to in the Bible as being double-minded, we're looking at duality. We're looking at a false image of what is really here. And so if we continue to work with this human conjecture, this limited perception of what is here, then we're not seeing the truth of being. We're not seeing the divine creation. And we're reacting to what isn't really here, because that's the Christ is what makes this divine creation, this Word of God, intelligible to human consciousness. Now we can see with spiritual eyes. We can now correct our thought with what Mary Baker Eddy called science, that this divine mind, which thinks in a very different mode, and it sees the divine creation. And the more aware we are of that, we start to see that what we're calling reality is just our thought about what's really here. With the dawning or the awakening or the birth of this spirit within you, as an individual, you start to cultivate this spiritual sense. And this spiritual sense will start to reveal this divine creation to you. And that will appear to your mortal senses as a correction, as a healing, as discord turning into harmony. But in truth, the only thing that's happening is we're changing our thought about what's there. And the same is true with this concept of aging. It's just a belief.
So let's talk a little bit more about aging and our concept of time. So I know when I look in the mirror that I look a little different than I did when I was 15. Not much, but a little bit. So how do we go about the rest of the years that I have? And again, I'm talking the mortal sense here. How do I go about the rest of this time and understanding that I am getting older in the mortal sense, but I also want to understand that it is just my concept of time and there really is nothing in time and when we're talking about eternity?
Well, I think the Bible gives us a pretty good clue as to how we can start to do it, and where it says that we must put off the old man. We have to realize that this mortal sense of who we think we are is a false sense. It's just a belief about what's really here. We start out starting to believe in this divine creation, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, because eventually we have to accept ourselves as spirit. You have to know yourself in the way that you're known by the Creator in order for you to start to invite this divine consciousness into your consciousness. And that's the Christ. And so more and more we start to see that the testimony of our five senses, The mind that we have accepted to get us through this experience is undependable. And now we want to start to, again, the Bible calls it repent, think differently. We have to forsake our mortal modes of thinking. Our everyday five-sense rational mind is only giving us part of what is really here. It's not the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's just a belief in what is there. And so we have to make our mind an avenue of awareness for the presence of divine mind. And divine mind is a pure mode of thinking with ideas, total consciousness. The human five-sense mind works on contrast and sees only duality. And it exists on a belief in two powers. And aging is a mental state of the changing conditions of the personal mentality. And it's not a something. Matter is not real. What is real is spirit.
So instead of maybe growing old with grace, maybe we want to grow with grace. And I think we have an explanation as what grace might mean.
Yeah, grace is the subjective realization of only one divine life, and it is eternal and unchanging. And so as we start to think with divine mind, there's a huge shift that takes place because the human mortal mind is rational, it's finite, it works on contrast, it has a belief in two powers. But divine mind is absolute and it is subjective, that everything is a different aspect of this same thing. Divine mind or divine love is perfect loving by and as perfect love. It never gets beyond itself, that everything is within itself. And so as we start to accept ourselves as spirit, as we assume spiritual identity, and we become one with this one divine life, as the idea of this principle, then we start to rise above the belief that we are a corporeal, finite, mortal being.
Well, I think you just explained in the summary when we said discussing the contradiction of the title, because to be in grace means spiritual identity and spirit dispels the false sense of mortality.
Right, that spirit and truth are just different words of saying the same thing. And just like light dispels darkness, this truth dispels this false sense of who we think we are.
Swami, you had just mentioned spiritual identity, and we mentioned it in the opening. What exactly does that look like?
Well, spiritual identity is accepting oneself as the one divine life, eternal, immortal, formless, infinite, unchanging, and whole, which is completely opposite from this false sense, believing that you are matter, believing that you are objective and finite, and you have form, and you're subject to these changes that we're talking about. Everything that is appearing in our five senses is just a human creation, and it's not backed by divine law, which is the law of eternal life, the changeless state of being.
Well, this is a good place to pause to hear a word from our sponsors. So listeners, we'll be back with you in just a few moments.
Kriya Yoga Theory 1, Human Development and the 8 Essential Stages of Kriya Yoga. This program is a comprehensive course that will help you get your arms around the science of Kriya Yoga. It provides a clear understanding of the goals and objectives behind yoga, along with the physics of spirituality. It includes the practices, supportive concepts of Kriya Yoga, and the process in human development, apotheosis, the process of the human becoming divine. A complete guide on how to become a human in the adult state. Get the light in your soul and experience the simplicity and joy of union with the divine. This course is available in live classes at the ashram or online with 8 videos or 4 CDs. Visit our website, www.ipdtransform.com, for more information.
Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. Swami, I'd like to talk more about this false sense of reality and how to step out of it.
Yeah, it's really interesting to start to find that what we're calling life isn't really life at all, that anything that reports in our 5 senses is just a mortal human thought about what's really here. And as we step out of this false sense of reality into the truth of being, the Bible says we overcome this world. For example, 1 John 5:4, "For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." I guess the question here might be is, how does one overcome world thought, world belief, and human concept about life? And the Bible says repent, which is translated into think differently. We have to rise above corporeal sense and then think with divine mind. That's not an easy catch. What we call thinking is not divine science.
So, Swami, you said thinking is not a part of divine science. So how do we get past that? What is thinking?
Divine mind is the changeless state of being. It thinks in the absolute. And mortal mind is rational. It thinks in the finite. It thinks in terms of duality. It runs on a belief in 2 powers. Divine mind is whole and one. There is nothing external to divine mind. All is subjective. Whereas the rational mind or personal sense is completely objective. Everything is external to what is being perceived, where it's being perceived from. And so the key to understanding grace is to know its absolute goodness without opposite, that it is perfect, it's whole, it's complete, but it doesn't report in our 5-sense mind. So when the Bible says, take no thought for thine own self, it's really saying that we can't use our corporeal senses in order to perceive this divine creation. And so this birth of Christ, this spirit within, that we begin to cultivate. And the way that we go about doing that is by making your mind an avenue of awareness for this pure consciousness, this total consciousness, which doesn't report in our 5 senses. So initially, you start with silence and stillness. But you have to remember that the silence of the Word of God is not the same as the absence of noise, or stillness, the absence of movement. It is absolute silence with no opposite. And so we're really looking for a whole new mode of thinking that is very different than what we're accustomed to doing, because we're accustomed to working with thought, with belief, and human will. And this is a completely different shift. We go from personal and objective to spiritual, subjective, and it's absolute. It works in wholeness. That, like we were saying, to mortal mind, there is now and then. There is here and there. But to divine mind, everything is now. Everything is happening at once in this absolute state of pure, unadulterated consciousness. And everything is here now. So we have to really invite this Christ into our consciousness in order for us to be able to convert this divine word into something that we can perceive not with our five senses, but with our developed spiritual senses.
So really what you're saying is for us to believe that we age is incorrect, because if everything is happening now, we are therefore this eternal being that never ages.
Right. And that's what we're starting to learn, that just to say that I am a mortal, finite, corporeal being, you're in error. That is in violation of spiritual law. And so with that, we're under the law of karma. We're in this cycle of death and rebirth. And we have a belief that we will be born and we will have a duration of life and then we will expire. We believe in death. But in divine mind, in the truth of being, we are eternal. This is what Jesus proved to humanity. And the other one was St. John with his revelation that Jesus and St. John, and there were a couple of prophets in the Old Testament that didn't die, they walked off the face of the earth. And so this is something that really isn't being taught.
Swami, let's talk more about how to overcome this world thought.
Yeah, in order to do this, we have to rise above corporeal sense. And then I think the biggest key here that we get from Mary Baker Eddy is, and correct it. Because it's very easy to think that you're above corporeal sense, and at the same time, you're still dealing with the adverse conditions of the personal mentality. And you're still working with world thought and belief. And so if you have found that place where your thought is the same as the divine idea, then it must externalize with divine qualities. And I think that's a very important variable there, because divine mind is the only thing that really has power in this universe. And so if we are still working with human thought, mortal thought, positive thinking, and belief, we can effect a certain degree of change. But what we're striving for here is this total transformation, this illumination. And divine mind holds the template for perfect creation. And by us making our mind an avenue of awareness for the presence of this divine word, and then letting it express itself through us. So in other words, we have to get out of the way. It's not my will. Even say, for example, Ames Nolan, in one of his works, he says, I want always obscures I am, because spirit is not looking for anything. So if we are to think with divine mind, we must be in spiritual identity. And in this acceptance of ourselves as spirit, we are overcoming this world. And then, of course, by being able to demonstrate how we're thinking with the correction of what is appearing in our five senses, we're proving this divine presence. And that's very different than just merely believing in and then accepting sickness, suffering, lack, limitation, or even growing old and dying.
Well, let's review the verse that we had mentioned in the summary, and this is from 1 John 5:11, and that states, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, I think what we're really starting to look at is the relationship between Jesus and the Christ. On a spirit level, there's only one life, there is only one God and its idea. And of course, the Son of God is the divine idea. So you have principle and idea. To human sense, that would externalize as this birth of Jesus. What the gospel is telling us is that Jesus overcame this law of karma. Jesus stepped out of this belief that he was mortal, and he externalized his divine understanding of himself. And so this becomes a record that is available to each and every one of us, that we can do this. But again, like the Bible says, we have to be born again of spirit. You can't be a mortal creature and spiritual at the same time.
Because it sounds like when we do that, that this mortal sense is what perpetuates the aging process, is what you're saying.
Right. It's a belief in matter, and it's the cycle of death and rebirth. It's the changing conditions of personal mentality. It's a belief in the many.
Swami, I'd like to review with you a passage that I'm reading in a book called Mutant Message Down Under, authored by Marlo Morgan. And in it, she's on a walkabout with an Aborigine tribe in Australia, and they're talking about birthdays, and particularly a birthday cake. They're talking about the frosting on the cake, and she says, "It seems to symbolize how much time in the 100-year mutant lifespan is spent in artificial, superficial, temporary, decorative, sweetened pursuits. So very few actual moments of one's life are spent discovering who we are and our eternal beingness." And kind of maybe wanted to get your thoughts on that passage.
Well, I think it's just a statement about where we are with our Western civilization or socialization, that we spend our entire effort and time trying to figure out how the unreal became real. The Aborigines were more in sync with that spiritual sense of self, and they weren't all bound up in the material sense. Without the overstimulation that we are socialized with, you spend more time in silence and in stillness, and produces the opportunity to have these insights from this spirit within. And then as you start to see that I'm not this mortal creature, but I am the eternal, unchanging life, that shift in awareness brings about this wisdom that comes with this revelation.
Well, later on, she's talking to them about birthday parties and how in our culture that we put candles to represent every year. And they ask her, "Why do you do that?" "To us, celebration means something special. There isn't anything special about getting older. It takes no effort. It just happens. They celebrate getting better. When they get better, it's up to that individual to tell the group that they're ready to celebrate." The first thing that came to my mind was that it still kind of has this mortal belief about being better and then being maybe not so good.
I don't think that that book is rooted in what we would call divine science. Our show here isn't about judging that book, but we are trying to bring to the foreground the understanding that we are the expression of an indestructible principle, but we have to acknowledge it in order to activate it.
Well, we do have to start closing down our show for today, so listeners, be sure to visit the website www.ipdtransform.com. And again, on the homepage, when you see the fading banner, Blog Talk Radio Show, click that. That directs you to the Blog Talk Radio Show catalog page. And then if you click on the products tab and then online classes, that brings you to all the classes that Swami has available for you. So Swami, any other final thoughts about today's program?
Well, I would like to encourage people to join our Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and experience eternal life. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton along with Swami Jayananda signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.